Dragon's Fair Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
With us every Friday right here to talk Alabama, Tennessee. Kevin, I was just thinking, when was the last time Alabama and Tennessee played and it was good on good? I'm thinking 1999.
Yeah, I'll go along with that 1999 game in Tuscaloosa. Alabama lost 21-7. That was probably the last time that both teams were what you would call really, really strong.
Good on good, and that Mike DuBose team ended up winning the SEC, beat Florida twice.
Yeah,
that season.
That's the year that Mike DuBose somehow beat Steve Spurrier twice in the same season.
I'm not sure. When we go back in history and try and square that up, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, it doesn't. As a matter of fact, when I get to heaven, the first question I'm going to ask is, were the dinosaurs a mistake, or what was that all about? My second question is, how did Mike DuBose beat Steve Spurrier twice in the same season?
Kevin Hagan with us. So, yeah, my point is, it's been a long time since the third Saturday or fourth or whatever it is has been good on good, and it's mainly because Tennessee hasn't been good enough to uphold their end of the bargain. Okay, coming off the Mississippi State game, Kevin, is that game a bit of evidence that maybe things have gotten better for Alabama after their A&M loss, or are there still concerns?
Well, it showed the potential of what could be. As Coach Saban said, it's unfortunate you have to suffer the pain of defeat to learn to put the whole program together. It was their first complete game. It was the first time we saw Alabama play great for four quarters, kept Mississippi State out of the end zone. Wasn't a perfect game by any means whatsoever, but it was certainly something to build on. So my focus for this week is, Bill, can Alabama sustain? They haven't shown that they can have success and then turn right around and do it the next week. Can we do it again against Tennessee? You know, there's a bye week coming up, and oftentimes when players know that the bye week's coming up, they kind of have one eye on that game and one eye on the bye week. So I would love nothing more to see Alabama come out and give the same effort on Saturday that they gave in Starkville, give the bye week, and then we can get ready for the stretch run of the regular season.
What stood out to you in the Mississippi State game? What impressed you the most?
The defense, tackling in space. What can you say about Will Anderson and his four sacks? I wish Coach Saban would have put him in the last 5 minutes and given him a chance to try to get the fifth sack and tie Derek Thomas's record in 1988 against Penn State. But he may have another chance on Saturday. Tennessee leads the SEC in sacks allowed at like 3.57 per game. So Will's going to have an opportunity maybe to get that record on Saturday against the Vols. But offense, you know, they ran the ball pretty well. It was great to see the emergence of Trayshawn Holden, who I think is going to be a nice addition to the wide receiving corps as we head down the stretch here. Another good game from Bryce. Most important thing probably, though, is we got out of Starkville with no injuries.
Kevin Hagan with us. Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Relatively healthy, huh?
You know, as healthy as you can be, you know, heading into week 8. I mean, let's be honest. Tennessee is a mash unit coming in on Saturday. They're a very, very beat up football team. Yeah, I don't know if Hendon Hooker's going to play or not, and if he does, he's probably not going to be 100%. Vols are really, really dealing with injuries much more so than Alabama does, and that's going to impact the game. But relatively speaking, Alabama's about as healthy as you can be at this point in the season.
What about the offensive line woes that you have spoken about? Do they still exist?
They do. They looked a little bit better on Saturday, but, you know, Coach Saban said last night on his radio show that moving forward, they're still getting far too much pressure on Bryce Young than they would like to. So, may have to look at providing some tight end help there over on the right side of the line with Chris Owens there. But, you know, it's at the point where, you know, Alabama's goal right now is every single game is the most important game of the season because there's no safety net thanks to the loss of Texas A&M. And you just every single week the goal has to be to get better and improve. And, you know, the reality for any college football team, Alabama, Georgia, anybody, you never stay the same. Each week you either get better or you get worse. And Alabama just needs to every week get better. Tomorrow will be 6 weeks out from the SEC championship game. Lot needs to improve for Alabama if they have the opportunity to get to that game before they play the Georgia Bulldogs. Just take care of business every Saturday, Bill.
Kevin Hagan talking Alabama each and every Friday with us. So the Tennessee game, what's the most concerning matchup between now and the regular season finish line?
If you were to, well, to me, they're all, you know, they're all important. You can't take your eye off any of them. And let's be honest. First of all, we have absolutely no idea what LSU team's going to show up the rest of the year. They could flip a switch and play hard for Coach O down the stretch, or they may decide that, you know, the season's over. So, you know, I have no clue what we're going to see out of LSU the rest of the year, and that's not a knock on the Tigers. The Auburn game's always a tough game on the road. Coach Saban, as we know, hasn't always had his greatest coaching moments down on the plane. So if you were to ask me, looking at the schedule, not sleeping on Arkansas, they're a solid football team. But if you were to ask me which of the regular season games probably causes the most concern, it would be the trip to Auburn in week 12.
Auburn actually has picked it up here over the last couple of weeks.
They have. Bo Nix has actually shown that he can actually play football away from home, which is something that he hasn't been able to do in the past. So, you know, you never take the Iron Bowl for granted, Bill. But you know, I got to tell you, Bill, this is my favorite week of the season. And it goes back to my childhood. You know, when I was a kid, my parents, we used to, when the game was in Knoxville, they used to take me out of school Thursday and Friday. We'd go down and get a chalet down in Gatlinburg and go down to the game in Knoxville on Saturday. This is just so many memories for me of this game. You know, John Ward and General Neyland and you know, Johnny Majors. I mean, this is, Bill, this is my favorite week of the whole season. The rivalry isn't what it used to be, you know, and I punished myself this week to get ready. I listened to Rocky Top, or as my good friend Chris Stewart calls it, the Battle Hymn of the Repugnant, which the Pride of the Southland band plays like 500 times during every Tennessee game. But you know, the reality is, Bill, is that song says, ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bills. Well, you know, the reality, too, Bill, is that there ain't been any wins over Alabama in the last 14 years, and it's going to be 15 on Saturday.
And the sad thing is, if you're 35 or younger, you've got no concept of the third Saturday in October.
None, and I hate that. I mean, this is my most special week. I mean, to my sons, you know, they'll tell you it's LSU, and I get that because LSU's been the latest game to get there. Gigging my Tennessee friends there. I have a ton of respect for Tennessee football. I mean, you look at the numbers. General Neyland, who was 5-0-2 against Coach Bryant, all those games were Kentucky Coach Bryant. He never faced him as the Alabama coach. He did, Coach Bryant, 19. You know, remember Coach Bryant said you never know what a player's made of until he plays Tennessee. Of course, Coach Bryant, 1935, as a player playing against a General Neyland coach Tennessee team, broke a bone in his leg during that game and didn't leave it. I really hate that this, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love beating Tennessee every year, but I hate that this rivalry has, quote, lost some of its national luster. Remember, this used to be the game that decided kind of who had the leg up on who was going to go to the Sugar Bowl or not.
Anything new on Arch Manning?
Nah. I mean, all I'll say again is as long as Nick Saban is the head coach at the University of Alabama, Alabama is in a really good position right now.
Yeah, and I was noticing on the 24/7 Georgia site, Kirby's going to be there tonight at their game.
Yeah. Georgia has a bye week, one of five SEC teams that has a bye week. I'm not saying it's a done deal to Alabama. I'm just telling Alabama fans, as long as Nick Saban is our head coach, with some help coming from a surprising location, I can't say anymore, Alabama's in a really, really strong position.
Kevin Hagan here. Anything elsewhere in recruiting to touch on?
Well, you know, I got some visitors coming in for the Tennessee game. Shamar James, a recent decommit from Tennessee, is coming in. Isaiah Hastings, a defensive lineman out of Clearwater, Florida, via Toronto, Ontario. Those are two guys to watch. Three big basketball recruits coming in, Ty Rogers, Kamani Hamilton, and Noah Clowney. Hey, tonight's Tide tip-off at Coleman Coliseum, Bill, with a 14th-ranked Crimson Tide pick to finish second in SEC. Tide tip-off tonight for Coach Nate Oates. And I'll tell you, Bill, Alabama fans are just as excited about the basketball season as they are football. I expect a packed Coleman Coliseum tonight. It's a big recruiting weekend for football and basketball at the Capstone.
Kevin Hagan, always with us talking Alabama football. Any of the youngsters, the true freshmen that are starting to show what they can do?
I think it was nice to see Kool-Aid McKinstry get some eight reps there with the second defense at the end of the Mississippi State game. He is a player, Bill, that I would not be surprised to see get worked a little more in the rotation as we head down the stretch. And then, I mean, the Utes kid, I mean, I bragged about him all summer coming in from South Carolina, but Robbie Utes is just, I mean, he's the unofficial fullback at the goal line. And it's just, anytime I feel good, anytime I see him lining up near the goal line at the fullback position, because Brian Robinson just follows him into the end zone.
Kevin, always good, my friend. We'll see you next week.
Always an honor to join you, Bill. Have a great Friday. And as always, roll Tide.
Kevin Hagan on Fridays talks Alabama, and he knows his topic. He knows the subject matter. And for those of you, again, everybody's got their own team, right? You all have your favorite. You all have your passion for your school. But the Tennessee-Alabama series used to be so energetic and so passionate. It meant so much. And it's just not that anymore. Now, again, I'm not saying the players in the locker room aren't passionate about the game, but I'm just saying the general tone of the game, there's just nothing there. And it's mainly because of Tennessee. Unfortunately, it's all on the Vols. Alabama's done their part. Tennessee has not done their part, running through various head coaches, infighting, scandals, just one thing after another. And now Alabama had their little stretch there too. I'm not saying Alabama is immune to knucklehead things. I mean, they went through Curry, DuBose, Mike Price, who never even coached a game. Mike Shula. I mean, they knuckleheaded around, too. But they fixed it. Oh, Alabama fixed it, y'all. But I was, hey, we were in the heart of this show during all those knucklehead hires at Alabama. That was entertaining. Gotta admit, that was entertaining. But they had to go and hire Nicky and fix it all. They just had the gall to go do that. Wow. Brad coming up, hour number three. BradPowerSports.com. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. They're still out here working that truck crash, and it's got traffic a little bit slow now. It's just now starting to slow down. It's been out here for a couple of hours on 40 westbound, just past Highway 70 out there around the Bellevue exit. Again, the heaviest flow of traffic is coming eastbound, so it's a good thing this wreck's not over in the eastbound lanes. Again, that's 40 west, just past Bellevue. Oktoberfest at Obergatlinburg, it's going on this weekend. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be gorgeous up there in the Smokies. Log on to Obergatlinburg.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on time traffic.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled aged and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
At Lowe's, we believe fashion and function should live together, especially when it comes to flooring. That's why we put together a showroom with the top stylish brands like Bruce Hardwood, SmartCore Luxury Vinyl, and Satori Tile, all known for their reliable durability. See everything our showroom has in store for you. Order now and get it installed with help from Lowe's. Home to any budget, home to any possibility. Install available in-store only and through independent contractors. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. U.S. only.
Hello, I'm Greg Pogue.
I'm Craig Ladd.
And I'm Coach Bubba Spear.
Listen each Saturday morning at 8 for the 10th season of Prep Football Talk presented by Freeman Webb.
Every Saturday, we will get you up to date on all the scores, shine a spotlight on one of the area's top players and his coach, feature a Prep Legend of the Week, and get you set for the upcoming week.
Prep Football Talk, also brought to you by the U.S. Army, Gary Force Acura, Tim Leeper Roofing, Valentino's Restaurante, Goggin Cold Hall, the Nashville Scene, and Sam's Sports Grill and Sam's Place.
That's every Saturday morning at 8 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Gonna get between now and the end of November lots of sodium pentothal moments. All you folks who have not been vaccinated yet with sodium pentothal, the ultimate truth serum, you're about to get it, whether you want it or not. Yeah, that's what we do here on the show. We promote the sodium pentothal double jab. That's what we promote. And what you get out of that is 100% no death, and you get the truth. Who wins and who loses? The scoreboard don't lie, y'all. No, scoreboard doesn't lie. Lots of lies out there, but not on the scoreboard. And we're going to get that between now and the end of next month. Can't wait. Now, I don't want to go too fast because I also will need a vaccine to help me be happy because the regular season will be over. There's nothing more exhilarating than the college football regular season. Nothing. There's nothing. Oh, and for those of you mentioning high school ball tonight, I love Friday nights. Now think about this, and we'll get Perry here in just seconds. Where Perry's at, it's probably going to be 200 degrees. But where I'm at, it won't be snowing because it really never snows here much. But it's going to get chilly tonight. That little fall tinge in the air, which to me is a high school feel, right? It's a Friday night high school feel. We're going to get that tonight. I am so excited. I love a high school Friday night. There's nothing like it. Some guy named Perry Mason. I've never met him. I've never heard of him. He's dialed up the show. Welcome in.
Well, hey, Bill. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
Well, we have a cold front moved in down here this morning. We're about 72 degrees.
Oh, boy. You're going to need a parka.
Yeah. You know, I've already got my pentothal injection, and I ain't liking it too much.
You told me that. Yeah, I saw you tweet that. You've already had your sodium pentothal jab, and the reality is not good.
Not good at all. But, you know, you're sitting here talking about coaches, and I'm not ready to fire Dan, but my foot's 50% out the door if we don't do something about third and Grantham and if we don't let AR play. And it's kind of the stubbornness is what's turning the Florida fan base off and turning me off too. But you look out there, who you going to get? We're living in an era with Nick Saban, and you cannot compare to him because he's probably the greatest there ever was in college football, and you got to respect that. And I don't like it, but I enjoy the times of seeing to live in a time when we're going to have such a great, great coach. And I have to use the G word, Bill. I know you don't like that, but that's what Saban is.
Yeah, he is.
But Dan can do it. It's just, is he going to be stubborn and not do it and make the changes? Or, you know, you can hire an outstanding coach on defense and an outstanding couple recruiters because, you know, I was looking back when we had Tebow and all those years. We had two outstanding recruiters, and Mattson and, Urban. And so you can do it. It doesn't just have to be the head coach. It's just his willingness is what's driving Gator fans crazy.
Lake Norman Buckeye, though, I want to give him credit for this. I don't know, and look, we all know you can win big at Florida, but I don't know that there's a Steve Spurrier, current form, or Urban Meyer out there that would be the slam dunk for Florida, like I thought those were at the time. Again, maybe there's somebody we don't know about yet. You know, there's always some dude that we don't know has developed yet. But and you know, LSU had Boy Wonder show up down there a couple of years ago, and now he's in the NFL. But yeah, Perry, it's interesting, man. It's an interesting time to be a Gator, and it's not the most pleasant.
Oh, no, it's not. But you know what, Bill? You know, as we went to college together, every year I said Florida's going to win, we'd be 6-5. So I'm used to these times. It's not going to change me as a Gator. It's just disappointing how far our program has come and changed over my lifetime to see it regress so bad. It just seemed like, I don't know if Scott Strickland has the belly to win. That's what bothers me. But I want to take my hat off to Auburn. Auburn, I can't remember the coach's name, but I think he's an outstanding hire and doing an outstanding job.
Yeah, Brian Harsin.
I think he's going to win at Auburn. We never heard of him. He's never on any of our radars. So there's coaches out there. And you know, these coaches are retiring early because they're making so much money. There's no need for the pressure. The pressure game of recruiting is basically you're kissing butt. You have to want to make that call. It's kind of like me buying fruit in the fruit business. I got to call and talk to people and ask them about buying their fruit. It's the same difference. You got to want to do it. It takes a special person. But Harsin at Auburn, I mean, my hat's off. I think he's going to do just fine at Auburn.
Now, help me. I saw you tweet this. You heard the Cosby Cattleman on the show out of Hogtown. Is that right?
Big Hogtown. Yeah, Big Dooley has a show down there with Jeff Cardoza with play-by-play. Well, he's not the play-by-play, but he's announced for the Gator Network and does a pregame show, and then he calls baseball games. But Dooley has a show, and, of course, the Cattleman makes his rounds throughout the Southeast, and he called in, but there was no mention about the behavior at Tennessee, but there was all kinds of talk about loving baby Kiff, so it's neat. But, you know, me and the Cattleman have been listening to each other for, like you said, 35 years. So, you know, he's a great caller that's ever been on your show. I know you used the G word twice. That didn't go over well, but, you know, it's hard not to put him as one of the top faces of your show ever.
I want to commend you for your show
because it's brought some great, good people together. And I've made friends with, although I don't care for Florida State, I have a great admiration for the fellas from Florida State. And we've created a friendship. I look forward to commitments. And I enjoy your show as part of a release for me in my life. And that's always been good to listen to you over the years.
Perry, good to hear from you, sir. Appreciate it, man.
God bless you, brother. Have a good day. Talk to you later.
From the Orange Groves of America, y'all. Mr. Perry Mason. Cosby Cattleman, it's Friday after a Saturday night on Rocky Top, and all that happened We get all the way to Friday. I'm guessing you've been sleeping in some. There's no way you made it all the way to Friday without calling this show.
Yeah, but have a new slide down that dinosaur kiss, Miss King. You know one thing you didn't see on the Neyland Stadium Field Saturday night, Bill? An empty bottle of Dickel 12. I'm not that stupid.
Now, just
hey,
a
Bill,
quick,
you know,
quick
the,
note.
Drive
quick
by.
Note. Quick note.
Go ahead.
Quick note. Yeah. Last week, I had to drop. You said slide down the dinosaur and kiss Mrs. King. I dropped her off at the airport. She had to go to Dallas, and I kissed her. She turned her head so I could only kiss her on the cheek. You think that? What does that mean? Is that bad?
Yeah. As long as you didn't call her Wilma, did you call her Wilma or anything? You didn't go to full bore in on her, did you? Buy her one of those polka dot dresses that barely hits the top of her knee.
I called her a Cayman, Nebraska, is what I called her. That's what happened.
Hey, Bill, the national media, the drive-by media, always likes to focus on the sexy, shiny thing, which was the trash on the field after the poor spot at the end of the ball game. And, of course, nobody talked about that strip and sack on the first half when Barron got that score and they took it away from him. It's funny how Liebaum and the Kirk Herbstreit never bring that up, and they explain what happened in that ball game, whatever you think about it. It was just a cauldron. It just exploded. Fans were frustrated. Night game, alcohol involved. But the thing that kills me about it, Bill, is I think both programs came out looking good on the field. I think Heupel's a growth stock. I mean, year one coach, let the media and, Slive and all Skanky and all of them get all mad. Bottom line is, I think Tennessee's a growth stock on the field. That's really all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some rough ones ahead with Alabama, Georgia, et cetera. But yes, I like what I've seen to date. They're just beat down. Their roster is so beat up, and they're thin.
And Kiffin needed to win more. The Kiffin haters are out there. They're larking anytime, just kind of wild, classic deal. But I'll tell you, Bill, I don't see how they go any worse than 6-6. I don't see how they slip any further than the Liberty Bowl, the Roy Adams Bowl. I don't see them even having a sniff at the Liebaum Bowl. They can't go worse than 6-6, can they?
Wouldn't think so. And are you including a Kentucky loss, a Vanderbilt win, and then who else?
Yeah, on paper, it's up there. I'm just saying, worst case, like you mentioned the schedule, they got 71 scholarships. The quarterback might be done for the year. They're playing with walk-ons on the offensive line. It's definitely smoke and mirrors at this point, talent-wise, Bill, going through the SEC gauntlet here. After you play Alabama, you might have half the team in the hospital, don't forget. But I just don't see how it gets any worse than 6-6, and then all these the same national media types, the Pat Fortys and the Kirk Herbstreits, these dumb butts, were all saying Tennessee was going 4-8. I don't see how it gets any worse than 6-6.
So let me ask you a question. Is sneaking Dickel or whatever it is in a mustard container, is that a thing?
College kids, Bill, I guess you had all week to talk about this. I've just been kind of listening to it. And there's one other thing I want to bring up to you before I clear out, Bill, but what did you think about it? First off, the strip and score, the Zebras didn't blow the play dead, very similar to the Mississippi State Tiger High game. The Zebras clearly didn't kill the play. What do you think about that? The strip and score in the first half of Barron?
That particular group has been a big problem this year of officials, and
that's what got the fans mad. It wasn't that fourth and 24 spot, jump ball spot. That's what really set people off. That 7 points in the first half they took away. You see a play like that every week in the NFL, Bill. If you don't blow the play dead, the play's still going, whether Corral's forward progress was stopped or not. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Okay. And then you got a jump ball spot, 4th and 24 right there. Looking at it, first off, you're not going to miss that spot by, a full yard in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. We all know that. So you got a lot of mad people. You got Kiffin over there. Like I said, you got a night game. You got Boost. Now, one last thing for you, Bill. Let me tell you the real story that's going on over here. All this dust up with Pruitt. I'm sure you've been talking about that.
Mm-hmm.
You got a national show, but you follow the local stuff.
Yeah.
Pruitt's resurfaced, right? How ugly that's going to be,
yes.
It looks like.
Yes.
Well, here's the one. I've been listening to it, and watch for Donde Plowman to get the pink slip. I know she wears a lot of orange. Look for her to be wearing a pink dress. That's just my prediction because she's mismanaged this. But here's the deal, Bill. How do you give that fat turkey, Fatmer, a victory lap and a $1.3 million kiss on the cheek when he should have been fired for calls for not supervising his blatantly cheating football coach?
Now, wait a minute. I thought Plowman was getting lots of compliments here. You're predicting her demise.
Well,
a lot of people say they're proactive, getting the Glazier Law Firm and all that in there. I'm talking about this. Okay, Pruitt's going to consider saying, okay, you guys are saying I'm so bad and I did all this bad stuff. Why'd you just give your AD a $1.3 million retirement kiss? Fatmer's over there with 50 people in his skybox, still being visible over there when he ruined the damn program twice. Why in the world, why didn't they fire Fatmer for cause? Why was Fatmer not supervising this dude instead of walking around with a whistle at practice and taking victory laps? Eating free food over at the training table.
That's your boy Matthews.
Huh? You'd have a lot better cause for firing your coach for cause if you fired your athletic director for cause, too, instead of giving him a ridiculous kiss on his big, fat posterior.
Weren't you happy with Tennessee for telling the lawyer for Jeremy Pruitt to stick it, though? Wasn't that good?
Yeah, I mean, people like that, Bill, the bluster and everything. There'll probably be some settlement coming down the street. But you can't be halfway pregnant, Bill. You can't say Pruitt's the worst guy on earth and give Fatmer a big $1.3 million going-away present and a fake. He got fired. That wasn't a retirement. He got fired. Everybody knows it. Be consistent.
By the way, what's Dolly's pumpkin count up to?
Hey, Bill, down here in the valley, we're getting some good color down here in the valley. It's still pretty green. I can't figure it out. It looks like Augusta, Georgia over here. Wow. Fog will miss us this year.
Been a
pretty warm fall. Hey, Bill, last thing before we go out the door, appreciate the kind words from your last caller there, but there's one thing you might have missed. You're pretty good on the national scene. The Myrtle Beach Mullet 2.0 got beat the other night. Did you see that?
You talking about the Appy State game?
Jamie Chadwell.
Yeah.
For all the Gators, hoping that's the new Spurrier, Jamie Chadwell got a little taste of it over there in Boone, North Carolina. Appy State might not be the sexiest small team. You know, you had a FAU with Kiffin, you got UCF, you got some of these small schools. But Appalachian State might not be the sexiest school, but they're probably the best small school program in America, aren't they? Year in, year out.
By the way, is Dale Jones still there?
Yeah, he's D.C.
Wow.
Old Fatmer would never give him a job.
No.
Probably both beloved Tennessee player of that era. Old Fatmer wouldn't even bring him in and let him be a position coach. They ought to fire him again for that.
Absolutely.
All right, Bill, that's really what's going on. Keep your eye on the prize here. And the Vols are off next week, then to talk to Live Bomb Land. Hang in there.
There he is. I was shocked we got all the way to Friday and just now hearing from him. I don't know if he's been staying up late. What he does is he stays up late and he watches George Strait music videos on YouTube to like 2 in the morning with some Dickel. And I think some of those nights get so late that he can't call us up. So he calls some show down in Florida that's on later in the day that has no national presence at all. Anyways, there he is, the Cosby Cattleman. Top of the hour, Brad will be with us. Just hold back another few minutes. We'll get to it. Hashtag AskBP, but don't post him yet. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, I'm Greg Pogue, and welcome to the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight, presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Keep your health care costs low and your health at an all-time high with the power of preventive dental and vision plans from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. UT Martin improved to 5-1 with a win at Eastern Illinois for the team's longest winning streak since its OVC championship season of 2006. The Skyhawks moved up to number 13 in the FCS coaches poll, which is the team's highest national ranking since 2006. The Skyhawks play their next three games at home, beginning with Southeast Missouri Saturday. SEMO running back Geno Hess scored twice last week to increase his season total to 11 rushing touchdowns, the most in the FCS after leading the country with 12 scores last season. Hess also ranks fourth nationally in total rushing yards and eighth in rushing yards per game. Hess went over 2,000 rushing yards in his career, becoming only the 10th player in SEMO history to accomplish that feat. With his overtime win over Tennessee Tech last week, Tennessee State won back-to-back games for the first time since the beginning of the 2018 season. The Tigers are now 3-3 under first-year head coach Eddie George. Murray State quarterback DJ Williams and UT Martin running back Zach Wallace were named OVC co-offensive and co-newcomers of the week, while UT Martin linebacker Dakarius Stevens was defensive player of the week. Top specialist was Murray State returner Malik Honeycutt. A four-game Saturday involving OVC teams, two count in the league standings, Austin Peay at Murray State and TSU at Eastern Illinois. The SEMO game at UT Martin doesn't count, while Tennessee Tech hosts Virginia Lynchburg. Follow the league on all your favorite social media platforms at OVC Sports. You won't believe it until you OVC it. This has been the OVC Football Weekly Spotlight presented by Delta Dental of Tennessee. Choose your health first. Choose Delta Dental. I'm Greg Pug, wishing everybody a great weekend of OVC football.
Get the ultimate mouth guard with affordable coverage from Delta Dental of Tennessee. Offering a large network of dentists and a variety of plans, you'll get better coverage than a defensive secondary. Learn more at DeltaDentalTN.com.
What happens to your decision-making when you drink? Well, after one drink, you feel confident. A few more, and calling your ex at 1 a.m. seems like a great idea. And you're pretty sure the secret to a great taco is four-day-old macaroni. The bottom line, drunk you doesn't make great decisions. So you're risking a DUI or worse if you count on him to get you home. Plan before you party. Get home safe. Paid for by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
We can see your smile, and we think you should be able to see it too. With Delta Dental of Tennessee and Delta Vision, we can improve your overall well-being by keeping your teeth and eyes healthy. Visit DeltaDentalTN.com to find an affordable plan.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Mattawan, New Jersey. Bill, did Cosby just say the Myrtle Beach mullet? Yes. Yes, he did. The Egyptian magician, Cosby, Bill, firing folks twice. Yeah, he's not going to get over the former golden parachute. And, yes, got fired twice. And got a big parachute, well, sizable parachute each time. And things, as you obviously know, did not end well at all. Bama Mark. Cosby returns to the show, Bill. The world has corrected itself. Dollywood has opened her gates early this morning. Pumpkins are at their best this weekend. Fatma eating free food at the table. True. All true. Jim down in Jupiter. Bill, as much as I hate to say it, and remember now, Jim is a Florida State fan. As much as I hate to say it, he says, it's only a matter of time before Florida is great. I just hope that they stick with Mullen for a lot longer. Yeah, if you don't want to get to the promised land, meaning Natty's again, stick with Mullen. Or have Nikki retire and have Kirby somehow deteriorate at Georgia. And that ain't happening right now. There's a couple of different avenues, though. Josh, Bill, would Hugh Freeze go to Florida? Oh, God, yes. Hugh Freeze would crawl on his belly through glass to get to Hogtown and then let you dip him in acid. My God. So would Baby Kiff. Now, Baby Kiff's got a good gig, but there's a ceiling where he's at. There's not a ceiling in Hogtown. That's the difference. And those two could take that job and recruit. If recruiting rankings matter, which they do, then that gets solved immediately with those two hires. And those are good coaches, too. Both have resumes that worry you a little bit, different aspects of it. It's not clean, but those guys would restore recruiting rankings, and they do matter. They do matter. Georgia Dog. Now, Georgia Dog, I'm trying to put this in perspective. It says, you and Kevin just got me my first traffic citation in my life. And he actually posts it. And he was in the county of Santa Rosa. And what does it say? I don't know if there's any specifics. But it happened at 6:20 in the morning. And I don't know, were you speeding or what was it? I don't know how to read these things. But anyways, apparently he was listening to the show on his way into his dealership. And I don't know, were you going too fast? You got pulled over. You were listening to Kevin, and you got a little speedy there, and they got you. At least you weren't in Waldo. Yeah, at least you weren't in Waldo, where it used to be. And we used to talk about this all the time. Waldo just right outside of Jacksonville. And if you're going to take the back roads from Jacksonville to Hogtown, you have to go through Waldo. And I've done it. I told you, I was there and back both times. There was a cop in the middle of the street with a radar gun. I don't mean in the car. I mean he's standing in the middle of the street pointing the radar gun. And I got it both ways, both times, and I was told 100 times, watch it when you go through Waldo. Bill, you better be on your toes. Watch it. And I was still going a little over, and the guy let me through. I don't know how, because I'm told. Now, I'm also told that, and I'm pro-police, but I am told that police department, my friends in Florida, was so corrupt that they, I don't know if they shut them down, but the whole speeding trap thing is not a thing anymore going through Waldo. You folks who drive it more recently than me can update me on that, but I'm told it's not what it used to be. It's not the speed trap zone that it once was and had the reputation of being all those years. I'm told that's not a thing, comparatively speaking, anymore. Perry Mason, Bill, I would take center Hugh in a heartbeat. I can't cast any stones, can you? Well, no, but I've never called the Tampa number. And Perry, I'm pretty sure you haven't either. Now, I've been a bad boy, but not in my adult years, no. No. Not in the adult years. I've been a pretty good boy all these years. My mama would be proud. Waylon. Not Waymon. Waylon. Over in Burnsville, North Carolina. Bill. Hugh Freeze would be lethal at Florida. I think so. Yeah, I think so. Got another break. About 12 minutes, start posting your Brad questions. Don't do it yet. Give it about 10, 12 minutes, and then post. Post away at that point. Use the hashtag AskBP. Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be right back.
Good morning. It's now starting to slow down pretty good as we check it out live. It's that early morning truck crash. It's still on its side. They're going to have to upright this thing westbound on I-40 just past the Bellevue exit. It really is a good thing it wasn't eastbound, or it would be backed up all the way to Dixon County. Now, that traffic coming out of Dixon County, Hickman County, on I-40 through Kingston Springs, starting to build pretty good. We did see a wreck a few minutes ago in the 2000 block of Rosa Parks. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no touch freight with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Introducing new Kraft sandwiches at Slim Chickens. Try our Chicken Club sandwich with crispy bacon and cheese, the Cayenne Ranch sandwich with fried onions and Cayenne Ranch mayo, the Buffalo Ranch sandwich that's tossed in spicy buffalo sauce, or the crispy chicken sandwich, which is anything but basic. Slim's lineup of four Kraft sandwiches. The choice is yours. Whether you're driving through, ordering online, or pulling up curbside, Slim's has you covered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it. Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with at Bill Is King on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
Blake Norman, Buckeye. Bill, I actually believe Freeze could win a natty at Florida. Or if he's given the right job. For the 100th time, I'll ask, why hasn't anybody hired him? He's been radioactive. And Blake Norman, Buckeye, says, who cares if he called the hookers? Well, if it was a pro job, it wouldn't matter. No. But in the college game, that is a problem. Now again, I don't think he's nearly as radioactive. And there were some NCAA items, too. Wasn't just the hookers. But I think that's fading. I don't think he's nearly as radioactive, and I think he is going to get that next opportunity. Now, will it be something that is the magnitude of Florida? I don't think we know that yet. I don't think we have a feel there. I've always said a good fit for him would be Virginia Tech if they run off average Joe. If they run average Joe, then I think Virginia Tech gets restored. And he starts recruiting that Eastern Seaboard and raising some H-E double toothpicks. up and down that coastline. Like I told you, that is a strip of property with so much gold. I mean, so much untapped gold for somebody who could just take it. And he may be the guy that could do that. But I think it's unclear which opportunity is next for him, but he's going to get it. I'd be shocked if he doesn't get it. Alan down in Tampa, welcome in.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning.
We're fixing to skin it back up the interstate here in a few minutes.
Yeah, you were saying.
Yeah. He's talking about Lotto, Lottie and Waldo and stuff. I'm going that way Tuesday to Savannah. Lottie's still a bad, bad speed trap. But Waldo, they did away with it. They were so corrupt, they got taken over by the county.
That's what Neil was telling me down there, the lawyer, Neil. But what's the other city you were just naming?
Lottie.
Okay. Is that right
bad.
There?
I mean, they said that, yeah, it's just north of Stark. They said he sits right behind the Shell gas station by the school there in his brand-new car. If you're going 4 miles over, he's got you.
So they've kind of taken over the Waldo thing.
Well, they were bad. Lottie was all along. And Waldo
okay.
gave a run for their money. I got busted at Waldo one time. And the guy pulled me over. I was doing these 39 and 35. And when he told me that, before I could stop myself, my words were, "You got to be effing kidding me." And I didn't use effing. I used the regular words. "Sir, don't speak to me like that."
Wow.
But it's pretty bad, man. It's a bad deal up through there. You talking about playing the piano yesterday? I'll tell you a funny story real quick. I was about 7 years old. My parents got me a set of drums for Christmas. I beat the hell out of them things, you know. So school started back. I come home from school one day, my drums are gone. My dad goes, "Well, somebody broke in the house and stole them." Later on, I'm like, "You know what? They broke in the house. They stole my drums."
Wow.
Well, he told me somebody broke in the house and stole them.
So of all the things they could have grabbed, they went for your drums.
That's correct. he was throwing. I think I went to school that morning. He swung them out in the garbage can and took them off somewhere. Cause I beat the tar out of him, boy. Drove him crazy. Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Man.
We're headed to Tallahassee, man. I hope we'll whoop the UMass, whatever they are, this weekend. And a little cool weather up there. It's going to be in the 50s, so it'll be like a cold front to us, a winter blizzard.
Now, you're heading to Gatlinburg, right?
Next week. I'm going to Tallahassee this morning, coming back to Tallahassee Sunday, then we're leaving Tuesday, going to Savannah for 3 days, and then Gatlinburg for 4 days.
There you go. All right. Sounds good,
around,
man. Yep. Safe travels to you.
Have a great weekend.
You,
fire that rec check up.
I will. Appreciate it, man.
All right, buddy. Go Noles, man. Thanks.
Alan about to get in his Allen Cruiser and head up to Tally. Jeff, too. Bill, I think the freeze calls the hookers narrative fades into oblivion the second he was hired at Liberty, which is one of the most Christian conservative universities in the nation. Yes, I do, too, but these big schools have a lot of politics they have to play, right? And I'm not saying he won't get a shot. I do think he gets his shot somewhere. Don't know where yet, but somewhere. And I think it's somewhere, you know, Eastern Seaboard, SEC area, Southeastern area. But, I mean, there still could be some complaining at whatever school he chooses next or whichever school gives him an opportunity next. But I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see it. Look, Hugh sent me DMs during the show and said, "Bill, call me today at 2 and we can get to know each other a little bit better." No, I'm not kidding. Now, that's a few years ago. That's before the Liberty gig. That's when he was sitting out. And I didn't call him at 2, no. You know what? For the show, I probably should have. If I'd have been thinking at the time, I should have called him at 2, because then I could relay what happened, what went down in the conversation. But it was too creepy. I just couldn't. I'm not making that phone call. I don't need to get to know you any better. I'm not anti-Hugh Freeze at all. I'm just saying I'm not calling you to have a powwow or whatever. That's not happening. That was a bunch that day, man, because I was doing the show just like I am now, and Hugh Freeze is DMing me during the show, and I'm responding to him. I'm trying to, like, multitask with a well-known coach during the show. All right. You can post your Brad questions now. Ask BP. That's right. Post those. I'll get to them. Handicapping Gambling, Omni Nashville Hotel.